Hey, welcome everybody. It's time once again for the Real World of Sales, where we take a look at some really unusual, really cool people selling the most amazing stuff. Figuring out if they can do it, maybe we can figure out how to sell our stuff too here. With the woman who coaches everybody, we call her the coach, our sales coach, Ashley V. Welcome, Ashley.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be here again with another awesome show for November, our first episode this month, guys. And we have some amazing people here today. We have Vincent from Valhallan Esports, and we have a special guest, which we will...
A mystery guest,
yes.
At the end here. I got to preface this by saying, we did an esports program for a year or so here called the Esports Connection that was very successful and very interesting, talking about not just cool games and people who love playing, but this whole idea of the world of esports turning into professional tournaments, real teams, college scholarships, sponsorships by real people. That's the world we're diving into today, Ashley.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much happening now with the video game industry, with all of these different technology things that are going on. Esports has gotten really popular. And Vincent's going to tell us all about it. Welcome, Vincent.
Hey, thank you for introducing me there. I can't wait to get started.
What's your name and where you're from?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
My name's Vincent Yard. I'm actually from Aliso Viejo, but we're down here in Lake Forest, Valhallan Lake Forest. We're actually a youth club. It's 7 to 17 is the age range where we actually put together teams of these kiddos, and they get all this jersey stuff. They get to join a team, and they play the game that they want to play and get better at. But we use that as a tool to actually instill characteristics such as like teamwork, sportsmanship.
Just that's amazing. Like that. So how did you get started in this, Vincent? How did you get into video games and esports?
You want to know how I got into video games?
Yeah, let's tell your story here. Start with.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Were you just every kid and your parents saying, get off that e-game and esports?
Right there, dead on. No, exactly. I started out playing video games. Typical cliche. My dad was saying, hey, get off that game. You got to focus on something serious. And then one day he comes to my door and he's like, hey, you want to open an esports?
Wow.
Who is this? Oh, you're my dad. But he was serious. And so we talked about it for a little bit. And then we put in the investment, the time. And now we're open finally. And let's just say I handle the video game side and he handles a lot of that business side.
Yeah. And let's talk about Valhallan, because that's an interesting opportunity too. Valhallan, we had them on years ago on our Esports Connection show. And see if I got this right. The idea of franchises around the country where you have a place to play. Now, so you're not just playing at home with kids in the cloud. You actually have teammates. You actually have training. And you play certain games in certain leagues. And you compete.
Exactly. I mean, you hit
it's like a soccer club or something, or a baseball team.
Yeah, exactly.
Pony baseball, like my 10-year-old's playing, or the grandson.
Yeah, because a lot of the questions that a lot of even kids, parents alike, they ask is, how do you get to that level? We see it online nowadays, all over YouTube, social media, basically.
You guys are on Twitch, too, and all of the social medias.
Yeah, and they wonder, like, how do they get there? Because you don't just see a... This is just an example, like a baseball player. They don't just all of a sudden one day wake up in there.
That's what I think is interesting is before, years ago, video games were just for fun. You play by yourself. Or we didn't even have this internet connection. You couldn't play with Xbox and PlayStation. So now it's changed so much. It's gotten real competitive. Mm-hmm. There's so many like interesting opportunities. I think parents can see even there's so many skills and stuff you can really use nowadays for the kids. They get good computers.
Yeah.
I have cousins. They love gaming. Oh, my gosh. They're always doing
And here's the secret, actually. This is what opened my eyes. It's an old grandpa here. I'm watching my 10-year-old grandson who's addicted to video games.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, okay, so are they getting, maybe they're getting some motor skills, maybe they're learning to do competition. If they actually join a team and go somewhere now, they get jerseys and they compete and somebody's organizing it, somebody's training and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But why? You do it because, oh my God, colleges, particularly the giant colleges, but the next step down that don't have the football programs and the big sports, they're pushing esports like UCI Irvine
that
pioneered this.
Yeah.
UCI Irvine has, I believe, the world's first esports college program, and you can get scholarships to go.
Wow.
And, so
oh
don't worry
gosh.
About dribbling a basketball, hitting a baseball.
Yeah.
Keep moving that mouse because you can get a college scholarship. And then beyond that, There's actually professional tournaments. They're becoming paid teams. There's a whole world that everybody's
in. There's Olympics, too, now. There's going to be Olympics in Saudi Arabia
this
next year for esports.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember, I'll just say this, really, and growing. Then I'll let you guys jump in. I remember talking to my son-in-law, who's 30, and his son is 10, and they're both addicted to playing video games. My son-in-law plays Call of Duty. That's the one he loves.
Okay.
My grandson still plays Smash Mario Brothers or something here.
Yes,
anyway,
I played that.
All right, and both of which I think are at tournament games. There's four or five games at World you to just compete. They've decided these are the games that most kids are competing with in tournaments and the pro level and winning prizes and all that stuff. He said to me, I said, I don't get it. Why would I watch, not just play, but actually go to an arena and sit there and cheer and watch on the big screen? Maybe it's at Dodger Stadium. Maybe it's in Korea where they're filling up giant stadiums. Or maybe it's just at a small local arena. Like, watch this. He said, because the people who are playing are doing something you can't do.
Wow. Yeah, they're really good. They're super
experienced. Is that the same thing? It's the same skill level? LeBron James can do stuff with a basketball I could never do.
There's pros at Valhalla. They have pros, too, now.
There's actually college scholarships opening up. Colleges are seeing this as a new form of college sports that people will get into.
There's majors
and support.
For it, too, for game.
I don't have to stadium or a basketball arena, but so I can have an esports program. We can compete that way. That's what the kids will come for and participate, and the alumni will contribute to and root them on.
The thing is about the kids is because they come in, they originally think we're going to be just playing video games. That's all it is. And then even the parents.
Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah, they come and play their game that they want to play for 2 hours.
What are more popular from the games? What's like the most
popular? Oh, most popular is definitely Fortnite. Fortnite.
Oh,
That is a huge one. I know.
That's my other one. My grandson plays Fortnite.
Yeah. Any parents listening, they're just like, Fortnite. Yeah. That's the big one. All the other ones, there's Valorant, there's Overwatch, there's even a Super Smash team we have. But yeah, definitely Fortnite because there's so much stuff going on with Fortnite. They bring in the Marvel characters, all these crazy collaborations with that. But it's what the kids want to play because on YouTube, on Twitch, all these streamers and stuff. But once they get older, they actually start playing more strategic games. There's one called Valorant, and then there's Overwatch. And those ones actually open the door for those scholarships that Paul was actually talking about. Because all these, UCI has a Valorant team. I'm thinking they have an Overwatch team also. But like, it's not just UCI. There's so many colleges all across the country.
Community colleges. Irvine Valley College has a big tip program.
Yeah, community colleges. Yeah, because I go to Saddleback, so I'm still trying to get to that Valorant team right now.
But
we talked to the University of Redlands and stuff, too. They have a Valorant team. They actually came and did an open house with us.
And do they play against each other at these schools?
Yeah, so they enter into a league where they play other colleges.
Or you versus kids on the internet. It's you as a team competing against other teams from other schools.
Yes, exactly.
Or other clubs or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and then once it hits that pro level, then you start seeing, like, world championships. There's a thing, it's abbreviated to FNCS. It's basically a Fortnite championship series. And there can only be one winner. I'll just name drop somebody. His name's Booga. He won, like, a $2 million. Or Jack, he was 15 years old.
Oh my God!
So, like, some kid who calls himself Booga got millions of dollars at 15 for playing this game. I'll get my grandson into this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
he's got to play.
But the thing is, what Valhalla is like the little league of esports now. We want to be that building block foundation, like your average peewee football team or t-ball, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because
and you guys are top in Orange County,
and we're actually the first one out here in California. So because mainly based over. In Texas, North Carolina area. It's in the UK also, so they're trying to go global with this whole thing.
And how do you get people to hear about your games and tournaments and things?
This is a sales show, after all. How in the heck do you sell this? How do you sell it? The kids are easy, but how do you sell it to parents to pay to participate in a peewee little league, a PYSO soccer or something?
The parents might be like, oh, your kids need to play outside, I used to. So how do you convince them video games are healthy and good?
Yeah, so we recognize that because I myself, being a gamer for over 15 years, controlling patience and like controlling your emotions while you're playing the game, it's not about just the game. You take these lessons into real life as well, because that's the whole essence of a team. You got to work together in these things. So whether you're in college with a classmate or you're in a new job with a new team or crew, you've got to have these characteristics. You got to have this like building blocks from what we're trying to teach these kids.
That's why I think it's neat. It's like more serious, competitive, if you want to get to this level and play like that. Because I played basketball for many years, And you're right. We had practices. Mm-hmm. We had to make sure we were in shape. Maybe we were make sure we were focused, and it was like rules and stuff you have to do to be a good player. Like for video games, you got to be practicing. You got to really be with it to move up and be competitive.
Like, so is it hard to convince parents? I'm assuming they have to pay for this, just like they have to pay for basketball leagues or travel ball teams for basketball or baseball or something here.
Yeah, so it's actually a month-to-month subscription. And
okay, nice.
Yeah, so like people mm-hmm. can come and go as they want to, but we try to really preach that essence of you're on the team now and you're joining and committing to a full season with us mm-hmm. so that we can not only get your kiddo better at the game that they're playing, but also maybe meet new friends, meet new people, learn a bunch of things that mm-hmm. they didn't know beforehand.
That's what I think is good. It's like you're making it like social for the kids. It's more fun. If they have questions, they can talk to you
and
guys.
And structured.
They're
not just sitting in the bedroom by themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What mm-hmm. is a season? How long is the season?
Yes. Right now we're mid-season, actually. We're about week 5 or week 6 right now.
Okay.
And again, are they playing online with teams in other cities or in their Valhalla franchise clubs, whatever you call them?
Yeah, they're playing other Valhalla organization clubs and basically any other institution that wants to join, because it's like we partnered with another company that runs the whole tournament, basically.
Okay.
So that we could have our own, so that the kids that sign up with us, they get to enter for free. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones are like institutions or schools, charter schools.
So do they have to be like a member with you guys in order to be in this tournament, or can anybody like at home just join?
No, anyone at home, like if you're just, you mm-hmm. get to actually join something bigger than what you're doing at home.
Yeah, I think of it as like travel ball.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
That's exactly. Everybody who's had a kid in soccer or baseball or any of these sports, you know that once you go through the regular high school program season, and then there are these private travel teams and leagues that you join. I'm sure you were in travel ball.
Yeah.
And my daughter was in travel ball mm-hmm. and basketball.
Yeah.
And we paid, and so she joined a team. She got recruited or joined a team. In this case, not on the internet, but you went mm-hmm. to other cities and you played other kids in that league and that
system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really fun because not everybody's athletic or good at sports. Some kids are good with computers, mm-hmm. good with games. And you guys accept beginners or like intermediate? Like what levels do you guys accept?
So we accept all skill levels. Whatever age you are, whatever skill level you may be, we actually do like a skill assessment where at the start of it, when they sign up with us, to get like a baseline of where they're starting. And that basically falls into our lesson plan for them specifically, so that we can basically take it at their pace.
Do you have private lessons or is it group lessons?
So it's a session 2 hours, and everyone is there. So whether you're the top of your class or you're just starting the game and you have no idea how to touch a keyboard, it's for everybody.
I just want to make an announcement, a shout-out to one of our sponsors, new sponsors, since we're talking about sports and fitness stuff. We have an awesome sponsor, everybody. It's Four Shades of Fit. And they're in Los Alamitos, and they have personal training classes. They help with nutrition.
Oh, wow.
They help you with, weightlifting. If you want to, they have a glute academy if you want to get those glutes in shape. And then Four Shades of Fit, it's for upper body arms workout. And right now they're doing a free drop-in class for the month of November. And then also it's for first-time people that want to sign up with a personal training class. You get $50 off. That's our holiday special going on right now. And then the personal trainer in charge is Irma, and she's an expert in fitness. She's won bodybuilding championships, national championships, and she can help you reach your fitness goals. So you get personal training classes. It's private. It's an amazing gym. I've been there. I've seen the gym, checked it out, and did some workouts.
And what's the website?
The website is going to be, so you guys can Google them too. It's 4 Shades. I was thinking of the movie.
50 Shades of Grey. Come on, Ashley.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys.
Four Shades.
It's 4 Shades. GluteAcademy.com.
Glute, G-L-U-T-E.
Right? Yes. The phone number to book appointments or have a free consultation, talk about your goals, is 562-405-5419. The address is at 5020 Catella in Los Alamitos, and that's for the Four Shades of Fit. The Glute Academy is nearby at 5044 Catella in Los Alamitos.
Is there a website?
That's a website. The Four Shades Glute Academy.com. You guys can Google them, Four Shades of Fit or Glute Academy in Los Alamitos. and give them a call. Go try it out. You get awesome discounts this month. Let them know you heard about them on OC Talk Radio. You can talk to Irma.
All right. Let's talk about training for esports. I learned that there actually is training, not getting carpal tunnel or moving your hand problem, but to sit and to focus and to keep your energy up and all these things. I was stunned. We had Mark Deppe from the UCI esports program on here. He said, we have a trainer on staff. We actually help these kids with diet, mm-hmm. with training, yep. to prepare yeah. for, it's an endurance thing. Talk about training for esports.
No, yeah, I just want to add on that really quickly, because when we first opened, I actually didn't know they had this, but this is one of the games that they compete in, Valorant. One of the pro teams actually had a psychologist on standby.
Wow. So you don't get psyched out. How do you handle this? No, the stress and the psyche.
You get so mad if you're losing or something?
Yeah.
You want to throw the controller?
And division yourself, all that stuff, to what do they call it? Like you picture the ball going in and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like mental, too.
No, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But a whole thing goes into esports. It's because it's not just a gamer. Of course, I love to see the Twitch streamers out there and the kids that already want to be Twitch streamers and YouTubers out there.
They make a lot of money on that stuff, too.
No, yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, the whole esports as a whole, because it's grown so much, you need mm-hmm. so much more than just the gamers and maybe 5 to 10 computers. You need sound design. You need someone to check on the hardware, software, make sure that's all good. You need event managers. You need people to sell out those arenas.
And you guys are promoting to schools at Orange County for your tournaments and all of your different packages and teams. So any kids in different schools, do you go there to the schools and sponsor stuff or go to their events and recruit kids?
Yeah, so one of our biggest ones actually that we're talking to a lot is El Toro High School. We actually partner with their football team and we have a banner hanging up over there.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, and we're actually going to have a football Madden night. And we're inviting some of the football players from the team.
Oh, that should be so fun.
Yeah, because we want to give these schools a chance to see what we can do. Because I know that nowadays there's actually a lot of these clubs sprouting up in these middle schools, these high schools, even elementary schools sometimes have an extracurricular activity for esports or gaming. But they're just missing that curriculum or the guided practice that we actually give. Like when we're there, if I could share our lesson plan from last week, it was called our healthy habit, actually, is something that we do every week so that every kid take something out of this. It's not just a game, it's about something that you want to implement in your life. It was talent versus skill, because a lot of people are born with certain talents that they're already super good at. I can hit a ball 500 feet or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then we talk about skill is something that you got to have dedication for. You got to build on that. You got to work on that.
It's like regular sports, like on the basketball court, football field, the same thing. And you know what I'm always working, I've played pretty much like every console video games. I like video games. I don't know if there's a lot of girls that play video games, but I like video games. And
more than there used to be. It used to be a bunch of guys, but I went to one of these tournaments, and I couldn't believe the number of young girls showing out for this stuff.
Yeah, it's more than you think. We have about two or three girls actually signed up with us right now. They play on our Fortnite team.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because that's what's nice. Everybody can do it. It doesn't really matter. It's like some of these games, to be honest, are so tough. Like, it takes me a little bit long time to,
I won't lie, yeah.
How do you guys get so good at this? Like, you guys know tricks to win? Like, how do these guys get to be
practice.
Pros?
Yeah, it's practice. You know? Yeah, it even comes as a shock to some of the kids, too. Like, they think they see all these pros, and they're like, I could never do that. But then our instruction and our stuff, like, we had someone start out, they never even wanted to touch a keyboard, but now they just only want to use a keyboard. And they just do all this crazy stuff in a blink of an eye.
That's an interesting point, because there's a real world out there. Some people use keyboards only to compete in the games, and some people are using controllers.
Yes, so there's always that debate.
Or a mouse, I suppose, but that's kind of controller.
But is it Xbox or computer? Or console?
It's computer. Okay. At Valhalla in Lake Forest, and all Valhallans, we try to actually push them to use the keyboards and mouse, because you go into school, all that's around you nowadays is keyboards, and you got to type this up tonight. But some kids don't even know what they're looking at on the keyboard.
Some people are just used to the Xbox, so they have a controller.
Yeah.
And then some of these tournaments, you bring your controller up, and then there's a whole other world of esports where it's just on keyboards and computers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
That's neat.
If I can make the comparison to, let's say baseball, a lot of the kids, when they're younger, they use, those aluminum bats or the metal bats. But then once you get to the big leagues or the pros, they're using wood bats.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
different
that's
equipment.
A good point.
What do most of the colleges and community colleges and schools use? Do they play on keyboards or do they play with control? Do they give the kids a bunch of controllers or do they just have them adapt and use a keyboard?
So it just also depends on the game, such as Fortnite. That one allows you to use controller and keyboard. Mm-hmm. So it just really, if a player does stick with the controller, they're more than allowed to do that. It's totally fine. It's up to them. It's just more of a preference thing. Mm-hmm. But as for the keyboard, it actually gives you more advantages than anyone would ever think, because when you look at the keyboard, you see all these keys, you can map all your controls so that you don't have to move your hand at all.
Uh-huh.
Whereas with a controller, you're
constantly
limited.
Flicking, pulling and pushing it right over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the controllers only have a few buttons on there and stuff like that. So you can just run out of room to operate.
I played both of those different ways. And the computer, it is more like easier. It's more practical. Even the controllers nowadays, they made it so like sophisticated. Like everything's more sophisticated. I don't know why. There's different colors you can choose from, pink or red.
Because they want you to do more things, yeah. But I know, and then there were a few controversial ones. Again, when we were doing this eSports connection here, we went to a tournament, and it happened to be a Smash tournament because this kid that was hosting it, that was his favorite thing, which is not one of the bigger things. And there was a kid who was a competitor there on a pro level who had been trying to sell his own controller for years to play that game. And Pete was very controversial. Was it easy? He said it made more sense and it was laid out so you could do it faster, and maybe it was. Mm-hmm. But did that give you an unfair advantage or a different kind of advantage? So there was a real controversy whether they would allow anything but the basic controllers in there. With a keyboard, it's all the same.
No, definitely. It's when it really comes down to it at a basic level, it's more of a preference thing for the kids or pro gamers alike. Mm-hmm. But there is, however, like I said, Fortnite allows both controller and keyboard. When you start playing other games like Overwatch, Valorant, there's this other game called League of Legends.
League of Legends.
Yeah,
right.
Those ones only you have to use the mouse and keyboard. You can't use the controller. Mm-hmm. So a lot of younger gamers or gamers that want to try these games, they shy away because they're so used to the controller. So at the base essence at Valhalla, we're actually just trying to get them into different types of gaming. So that they can just get better.
And that's good. They learn computer skills and stuff. And everything's, like, they even have majors for video games at UCI. You can create games.
That's the next thing. Let's say you don't take this to the next. Maybe you get into college and this is how you get some support. Every parent dreams of their kid getting a scholarship. That's why they're all playing all every sport imaginable, from field hockey to basketball and baseball. Maybe I'll get some help and do it. It certainly is something, if they like it, that they become focused on, and it becomes good for them to develop these kind of interpersonal skills and teamwork and all that. I get all that. But every parent has this fantasy, me included, that somehow they're going to get to the next level. But beyond that, there is this whole emerging, it's not emerging, it has emerged. And a lot of it is centered here in Orange County, Blizzard and places like that, that built these giant, massive games. What did they do? World of Warcraft, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it became this multiplayer game that you could play in the cloud with people all over the world, which a lot of these games are. There's somebody has to design them, has to build them, has to promote them, has to market them, and then put on those tournaments and manage the shoutcasters that have to be the broadcasters at those tournaments and give the play-by-play or the color announcement. Everything that you would see in professional sports of any kind, there is a parallel world of tournaments and promoters and producers and announcers and all the game creators on top of it here.
It's getting really popular, and I think that there's a really bright future for esports. We have an Olympics for it next year in Saudi Arabia, which is amazing.
They really might bring it into the Olympics? That would be
They're
wild.
Making it. There's going to be like over 100 countries in it, having people that are going there to this Olympics next year to play the games, and it's going to start, and then they're going to have it other places.
Well, I'll tell you another place I saw. We had the president of YMCA in here a year or so ago, and they run these after-school programs. My daughter was in one. So if you can't go pick up your kid right away at 3 o'clock or whenever high school and junior high gets out.
You leave the kid there.
You leave the kid there, and they watch them, and then what do we do with them?
Yeah.
So maybe we spend some time, we help them do their homework and some other things, but they want to play. They want to do it. They've already been in school all day.
Yeah.
So, and they try and give them, something to do, more than arts and crafts, more than just run around outside and kick the ball.
Yeah.
A lot of them are putting in esports program because it's something that kids want to do. If my daughter's going to stay there, give her something she wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, and I think video games can be really positive and healthy because it's, when you're stressed out, instead of even adults, like guys and women under any age are playing games.
My son-in-law in his 30s, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to just forget everything and play video games.
Yeah.
You just don't even care about everything in the world falling apart or whatever's going on in your life.
Or the election going on today here.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
I think it's a phenomenal world I knew very little about. Now, the big announcement today is that Val Holland's going to take over our eSports Connection program.
Yes.
I believe we're looking at starting at the beginning and right after our Thanksgiving sometime here.
Very excited for that.
We're looking to do twice a week show or a weekly show? I forgot.
It's going to be a
twice a month show?
Twice a month. Yeah, twice a month show.
Hopefully we can grow it into a weekly show if everybody supports it. And we're going to talk about this world of esports from a business standpoint. What is the business of esports? What are the tournaments taking place? What are the opportunities? What are the sponsors getting into it? How are kids training for this? What are the colleges doing? What are the high schools doing? What are the pros doing?
Yeah.
All that world we're going to explore in the esports connection, particularly for those who want to get connected with the growing esports community
here. You guys are the experts.
Yeah, the center of it, really.
Yeah. No, thank you for that, Paul.
I look forward to that. So I appreciate you coming on talking about the world of sales, and we're going to talk more about this as we sell this esports. It's already being sold to kids, and I was stunned. Mm-hmm. Sponsors, major insurance companies, Coca-Cola, what's the drink that everybody, Monster and everything else, they're all supporting it. They're all putting, and there are people they're paying six-figure salaries to be the esports coordinator for our product here.
And to get too bad I'm not really good at the games. So I have to take some classes.
You have to take some classes.
Like I said, and we're trying to actually do a couple different things out there. Like we have non-competitive clubs now just for training, basically.
Oh, nice. So. Yeah,
and do you have tournaments that people can come just watch if they want to just watch?
Yeah, what's happening now?
Right now, the in-season matches, those ones we just keep a little bit private just for the kids' safety and stuff like that. But we actually do have a lot of local events that anyone's allowed to come and spectate or even join in on.
Where's your location at? Where you guys at?
We are in Valhalla Lake Forest off of Muirlands and Boulevard. I believe it's I forgot what the shopping center is called, but it's the actual address is 24331 Muirlands Boulevard.
Muirlands, okay.
You guys have a website?
And Valhalla is Valhalla.
Yep, exactly. And just spell just like that and then .com right afterwards. You'll find us on there. And then we're also on Instagram, Facebook at Valhalla Lake Forest.
All right, awesome. So everybody make sure you go there, send your kids there.
Send your kids there, check it out, see the opportunity. Just stop by and see what's happening there.
Yeah, learn how to play some games, use your skills, make friends. That's wonderful. It's so great you guys are doing that out here in Orange County, and you guys are really going to make a huge impact on the
industry.
So.
We're glad to do it.
And support Wednesdays at 2 o'clock. I think that's what we're going to do it. Wednesdays at 2 o'clock is the Val Holland-sponsored eSports Connection back on OC Talk Radio again. Thank you for joining us. Now we got two final things. Our mystery guest here.
Mystery guest.
Let's get you to stand up. And introduce your mystery guest here.
All right, everybody. We have Yancey Martin.
You got to get
magician.
All over the table and then turn around and look at
all
the
camera.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Yancey, thanks for being here.
Awesome.
And Yancey's our second sponsor here today.
Yes.
And we're getting him to do... let's get his mic up. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so Yancey's an amazing magician.
How long have you been doing magic?
I've been doing magic for 30 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
magic. And you just joined the Magic Castle.
Application approved, pending audition, and I'm super excited to join the Magic Castle. And I will extend out invites to everyone here in this studio.
Let's go.
Yeah,
once we get in.
Here,
we're going. All right, so what are you going
to
do?
We're going to show you a magic trick that I like to do here.
Okay. I'll try to trick you.
Because you can do this.
Yeah.
You're hired for parties and corporate events.
Yeah, we can do parties. I do corporate events. I can entertain up to 150 people while they're having dinner or whatnot.
Your holiday parties, Christmas parties, New Year's.
Over a little bit here, sweet.
Sure, and you work in Orange County in L.A.? Or
I'm a resident of Huntington Beach, so sometimes you might walk the pier and you might see me there.
Okay,
doing
awesome.
Some magic out there, some street magic.
Really cool, nice.
And but I'll go ahead and do events. I get flown out, whatever, sometimes.
Okay.
All right, so what are you going to show us today?
Okay, so first...
All right.
Ashley, we're going to have you do something with these cards, okay? I'm going to have you count them, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to grab this card here, and you're just going to put it underneath, and you're going to count it out loud. So I just counted one, right?
Okay.
And this is two. You see how I'm doing that? This is three.
Pull it out and put it underneath.
So go ahead and just keep counting. I already counted three, so count four for me. Four.
Four. Five.
Don't screw it up, Ashley.
Six. I know, right? Seven. Eight.
Nine. Put them in any pocket you'd like. Any pocket.
Put them in your pocket.
Any pocket. You can put them in any pocket. Just hide them away from us.
I'll put them in my sweatshirt.
All right. Now you
count. There's a lot of space here.
Hands out your pocket. How many did you count?
Nine.
Nine. All right. I'm going to pick three cards that are easy to remember.
Okay.
And there's one right there, Ace of Diamonds.
That's easy.
Ace of Spades.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do Ace of Clubs. Pretty easy to remember these, right?
Okay. A for Ashley, of course.
Right, there we go. Are you quicker with your left or your right hand?
Your right hand.
Your right hand. Put your right hand, hover that over here for me, for just like that, a little bit higher.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to grab the first ace, and I'm going to have you grab it when I say three. One, two, three, go. Let's try that again. Right, here we go. Grab it again. One, two, three.
Get the card. Ashley, get the card.
You
got to
grab it. Ready? One, what? Two, three. Grab it again.
Right,
that was three, okay? I want you to take the cards out of your pocket. Count them right here, face down. Rotate as you're counting. One, two, three, out loud for everybody to hear.
Okay.
Pull the cards out of your pocket.
Yep. Now we're face down. One,
face
two.
Okay. One.
Out loud. Two.
Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. What?
Keep going. 10.
No.
Ashley, you only had 9 cards.
No, no.
12. Ashley, how many did you have the first time?
I had 9.
No, now you have what?
What? 12?
Put them back in the pocket. You could pick the same pocket or a different one. It's up to you.
Put it in the same pocket here.
Same pocket or different one? It's up to you.
I'll try this. Let me check my pocket.
Yeah, okay. How did you pick up 3 cards, Ashley?
Okay, that was weird. Okay, hands out your pocket. Make sure you're not doing any funny business. Now you counted how many?
12.
Okay, we're going to do
this
again.
Pull your sleeves up, Ashley.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay,
ready? Here we go. Here we go. We're going to do this again. Just grab this card. One. Go ahead.
Get that card.
One. See that? Okay. You can kind of see what I'm doing.
Ashley,
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
There's nothing there.
That was 3. Let's see. Count them again, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Ashley, if there's 15 cards in there, I'm going to
go ahead. Go ahead.
There were 9.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That was the original.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh,
Ashley.
My God. What the hell? I'm so confused.
How in the world?
Ashley. Okay, wait. God. We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not done. Okay. We're not done. Do you remember those 3 cards that I said were easy to remember, right?
Yes. The aces.
Let's see if they're in there.
Oh, no. Those 3 cards are in there, too?
Let's see.
In my pile.
There are 3 aces. That's all I remember.
Oh, my God.
See, 3 aces in there?
Ace of clubs. They're even on the bottom.
Are
oh, my
kidding?
God.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Oh, my goodness.
My
wow.
God. Yeah. Nancy, wow. You blew my mind. Oh,
all right.
My God.
Thank you.
How did they find you?
That was awesome.
How did they find you, Yancy? They want you.
You want to find me?
Crazy.
Yancy. It's Yancy. Martin is my last name. You can just search up Google Yancy Martin Magic. You'll get my phone number, which is 714-333-0560. Social medias.
Talk to Yancy. Invite him to your party. That was amazing.
Why wouldn't you want to bring him to your party, to your corporate event? To,
that was so cool.
Cool training.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Yancy.
Yeah.
One more time. Yancy.
It's Yancy, Yancy. Martin, Martin. All social media, just type that up. If you want to Google it, just say Yancy Martin Magic.
Yancy, there's only one thing more amazing than esports or close-up magic, and that is...
We do have another surprise.
The book, which is filled with magic tricks about sales.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yancy's going to make this disappear.
Yeah.
How did they get your book? And
I can make it disappear for $19.99.
Exactly.
And you got an event coming
Ferocious
up.
Ferocious
right?
Sales Skills. Yeah, this is my book, everybody. I'm going to do a book signing this Saturday, 11 to 4, at Once Read Books. It's a bookstore in Long Beach. You guys can look
Go
it up.
Check it out.
And yeah, come on down. I'm going to have my booth there, and I'm going to be signing books for everybody. You can buy a copy for yourself, your coworkers,
and learn the magic of selling.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be fun. I look forward to meeting everybody.
Okay.
A lot.
Thanks for coming, guys. Here. There you have it. Some magical moments. The world of magic. The magic of esports and the magic of selling, all here through the magic of the internet. On OC Talk Radio, Orange County's only community radio station, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.